Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. All calls are welcome. All points of view are welcome. No subject is off limits. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to start off with an issue that bothers me, and where I break from what appears to be a developing sentiment in the Democratic Party, of which I was the chairman for two successive terms some time ago. You'll recall that Joe Biden had proposed $33 billion in aid for Ukraine to save that country and to help them drive the Russians out. It's not just a matter of driving them out. They've already destroyed much of the country, the Russians have. Zelensky has estimated that it will cost $600 billion. That's 60% of $1 trillion to rebuild Ukraine. Take a look at their cities. They're ghost towns. I mean, every building is destroyed in some of them. It's like having to rebuild a city. The United States is not going to put up $600 billion. What I'm hoping that Biden is going to do, and Congress seems to be going this way, is to simply seize the assets of Russia that we have access to and the oligarchs and Putin and give that to Ukraine to do it. We have $350 billion in money that they have on deposit, the Ruskies, in New York, Frankfurt, and London. And there are many tens of billions of dollars in assets. And I'm not just talking yachts and mansions. I'm talking about cold, hard cash around the world in these fake accounts. We'll track them down like dogs and sniff it all out, get as much of it as we can, just take it. They want to argue due process and sue in American courts. Go ahead, force them to come in and arrest them the minute they come in. And it's a black letter law that a thief is not entitled to the restoration of the money he stole. If you steal money, you don't sue and say, I want it back. You go to the who's gal. In any event, the $33 billion that Biden has recommended to Congress is up in the air. I think it's going to go through, but it's subject to gamesmanship. And I'm tired of this. We're talking genocide, talking war crimes. We're talking about people tortured, raped, their bodies tattooed with swastikas, burned. It's genocide. Not time for political games in the Congress, but here's what's going on. Some people in the Democratic Party want to tie this to additional COVID relief money in the United States. Now, it's $10 billion. We've already put in trillions of dollars in COVID relief. This COVID relief package is obviously, in my view, probably a good package, and it will have bipartisan support. But one of the things that the by tying it together, saying we'll vote for the $33 billion in Ukraine if we tie to it $10 billion in COVID relief in the United States, the Republicans are now putting a little gamesmanship of their own, saying, well, we'll support both of them if you tack on immigration, that you are not going to get rid of the Article 42 COVID bar to people coming in and let everybody in right away. If you're going to get rid of that, so that people will still have to stay outside the country while their process will go along with it. And the Democrats say, no, that's against our immigration policies. And so there's a stalemate. Enough, guys, enough. Part of this is the progressive wing of the party playing games, in my view. And I'll give you an example. When there was an initial very large appropriation for Ukrainian military aid, and early on, not the heavy stuff we're giving them now even, but Stingers, Javelins, some, Soviet era stuff that was going to come from the old Warsaw Pact countries, and we'd replace it in the Warsaw Pact countries with our technology. There were people on the left in Congress who wanted a $1 to $1 reduction in our own defense budget. And our own defense budget was $755 billion. So if we were going to give Ukraine, X dollars, we'd have to reduce our own. That was unthinkable. That was stupid and wrong. Fortunately, the Democratic leadership prevailed on some of these people. But it sounds like they're rearing their ugly head again. Do not tie the $33 billion in military aid to Ukraine to anything. Not to COVID relief in this country. There's already been plenty of it. There should be more. That's fine. Separate. Not to immigration. That's the Republican gamesmanship. Not to anything. Have them as separate bills. You can put in COVID relief, $10 billion. The Republicans will try to put an amendment saying tighten our immigration laws. The Democrats, some will oppose that. Okay. That fighting in the sandbox goes on the side. We're talking genocide. Do you understand that? We're talking war crimes. We're talking immediacy. Even if Biden's bill proposal goes through for $33 billion, that doesn't immediately translate into the actual shipment of that technology, although it can be pretty quick. It certainly doesn't take into account training. And we are training Ukrainians, who are very smart people and tough people, to operate systems in 5 days that usually it takes several months. Their backs are against the wall. Quit screwing around. In Congress, on both sides, the gamesmanship, but starting with the Democrats, do not tie anything to the $33 billion in Ukraine aid and get it passed today or over the weekend. Immediately. Deal with COVID relief and immigration on the side. Children are getting killed. Women are getting raped. People are being kidnapped and taken into Russia. People are being killed. It's not time for political gamesmanship on the left or the right. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, yesterday I asked the guys in the afternoon, this newest book, tell-all book from Esberg, and then he's in the past from Woodward and, John Bolton. And then we learn what Esberg is saying. At the very least, shouldn't there be a law in the books that aiding and abetting a crazy man is some type of a crime? I mean, suggesting we launch missiles into Mexico? What would be next? Canada? I mean, at the very least, he should have been advocating for this guy getting drug out in a straitjacket and taken to a psych ward to be evaluated, in my mind. But, to tell about it a year and a half later is just as bad as well. I'm sick of these books from these guys.
Dick's referring to the acting defense secretary, whom Trump finally got rid of, wrote a tell-all book. It turned out he was slightly a more ethical guy than I had realized, and he was standing up to people. And he has a number of choice little things where Trump shoots his mouth off in private. I think it's also his book, Dick, where he says that the acting head of Homeland Security altered and changed a report. And it's a book worth reading. It's coming out now. Believe it or not, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner are coming out with books later in the summer. And when that happens, they're going to be worth reading. Mary Trump's book was great. She was on our side. Bolton's book. All these books are going to be read by historians in the future, not because they're well written, but because they have some outstanding little juicy nuggets of how crazy the guy was. We're going back to the lines. Todd or Billy in Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Todd or Billy. What's in your mind?
Hey, Matt. I agree with you that Ukraine is an incredibly urgent matter. But in the short term, it's urgent. But, you know, what we do in the short term is not going to matter if we don't take care of voting rights and climate change. And so those things to me are just as urgent. And I agree with you that, you know, ideally we'd love to not tie things together. But, I mean, you know that you can't do anything with the filibuster. So, you know, you can't just take one piece of legislation, one good idea, and put it forward. I don't want them to play games with any of this legislation. But with the filibuster, that's just the reality we live in. Because you can only get one bill passed a year or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Here's the thing, Todd or Billy. Genocide is different. Genocide is targeting children's hospitals, dragging women out, raping them in front of their kids and their husbands, and carving swastikas in their bodies. That's genocide. So what I'm saying here is voting rights has nothing to do with this. Obviously, that's at the top of our list. There's a lot of things that are at the top of our list. But we as a nation have no soul if we stand by and watch a genocide. And so far, Biden's done a very good job in setting up economic sanctions and getting them more and more weaponry, which I think should have gotten earlier. He had one eye on Trump and the right wing and the Republican Party, who are pro-Putin and pro the invasion of Ukraine. And the Republican leadership hates Zelensky and hates Ukraine. I'm not talking about everybody in the Republican Party, but I am talking about Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, Josh Hawley. I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these characters. So tying it to COVID relief is wrong. COVID relief is not voting rights. Okay, it's not voting rights. That's not COVID relief. COVID relief is a desirable thing. You don't tie it to genocide. You don't tie it to genocide. And I'm very, very tired of people who are trying to do that. And then I'm equally tired. Let's say you tied it to COVID relief. Then the Republicans come in and play their games and want to tie it to immigration. Tired of that, too. Tired of all this. So while you're very right about the filibuster, the $33 billion to Ukraine has bipartisan support. It will pass the Senate. But it's not going to pass the Senate if you bring in the song and dance and you end up having AOC and Ilhan Omar doing a mating dance with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. Get the hell out of here. Past $33 billion, okay? Period. End of story. Put this genocide. Get it over with. Kill it. It's a cancer. And Joe Biden, if you're listening, which you're not, but maybe somebody will tell somebody, will tell somebody, will tell somebody, do it by executive order. You know what I would do? What Roosevelt did, the Lend-Lease? Just get them the $33 billion of equipment and then take an IOU. And then deal with it in Congress. Very tired of these people. Going back to the lines, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind, Andy?
We are actually headed to a break right now, so I am going to take Andy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I got carried away. Andy, hang on. I'll get you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Sam is in charge. Back after.
Working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. run